The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts and keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. Here comes Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, Alvin.
Hey, Eric.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday after Thanksgiving.
Christmas is officially over. Actually, I'm sorry. Christmas has officially begun. I got to tell you, Thanksgiving, it's happening earlier and earlier every year. And I promise you, it's not a good thing that Christmas comes earlier and earlier. We drove back from Connecticut with my mom and my dad and my wife and daughter. We were all in the car driving back from my brother's house on the Connecticut coast. This is Thanksgiving night, right? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark and we're driving and we pull into my parents' neighborhood and there's tons of Christmas lights up. And I thought, are these people out of their minds? Thanksgiving is, it's like, it's not even over. It's just happening earlier and earlier, and I predict it's going to end badly. But anyway, we had a wonderful Thanksgiving. How about you guys?
Oh, had a great one. We even had a discussion about how Thanksgiving should be its own holiday instead of like, oh, it's really the beginning of the Christmas season. No, it's a time for thankfulness for a couple of days, for the whole weekend, right?
It's a little weird. We're talking about that another time, but man, there's so much I want to talk about. First of all, let's make an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, today's Monday, November 28th. Okay. I want to say, I hate when people say, I want to say, I will say, I am now saying that our guest today in hour one is going to be the great Tim Tebow. Have you heard of Tim Tebow?
Yay.
Yes. Tim Tebow will be my guest today in hour one. At least that's the schedule. And we haven't talked to Tim Tebow in a while. He's got a devotional out. He's just a truly lovely human being, Tim Tebow. The more I get to know him, the more I feel honored to know him. And I feel blessed that he's out there. But he is our guest coming up in hour one today. In hour two today, we're going to take a hard turn into John Zmirak territory. I apologize in advance. It's going to be very harsh and painful. But you've been very bad, and that's what Santa Claus is bringing you. So, no, it's kind of funny because Zmirak, we've got a lot to talk to John Zmirak about. One of the things we have to talk about is this, like, I think Donald Trump was punked. But because when Kanye visited him the other day, he brought along Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes is not someone anyone should ever associate with. John Zmirak will give you details on that. I got to tell you, wait till you hear Zmirak talk on the subject of Nick Fuentes, because it was really unfortunate that the president, you know, he's a generous guy. Yeah, come on to Mar-a-Lago. And suddenly Kanye, who obviously did not vet Nick Fuentes, or maybe Kanye needs to vet himself these days, because I don't know anything that's coming out of his mouth. But that's all negative. Let's stay positive.
Yes.
So happy Thanksgiving again, even though it's over. Alvin, there's so much I want to share. Let me just say, okay, number one, Tim Tebow's coming up. Number two, John Zmirak's coming up. Number three, there's so many around this time of year for my whole life. It's always been really wonderful because my Aunt Eleanor, if you've read my book, Fish Out of Water, my Tanta Eleanor, who I love so much, and she's was such a big part of my life and still is, of course. Now they live down in the Atlanta area. But it's her birthday, November 25th. And it's my brother's birthday, November 26th. So every time we celebrate Thanksgiving as a family, it's a big birthday celebration. There's birthday cakes and whatever. And so my aunt is my mother's sister. So there's two of them. And my brother, of course, he's my brother. There's two of us. So my birthday is the same day as my dad's birthday and a couple of days after my mother's birthday. My brother's birthday is the day after my aunt's birthday. So it's like this crazy thing every year. And this year, the most beautiful thing of all, my brother, John, my younger brother, Johnny, whose birthday it was, is suddenly, well, it's not suddenly, it's a few months now, but he's a grandfather. We brought a new generation into the family, baby Liliana, my nephew, Nick's daughter. We are so excited. So it was such a tearjerker to be there with my 95-year-old dad, with his four-month-old great-granddaughter and the family. It was just a sweet, sweet, sweet day. I just wanted to mention that, how important family is to me. And again, I write about it in my book, Fish Out of Water, because sometimes we discount that, you know, because some people don't have great family stories. But it's a beautiful thing, and it's a source of a lot of my strength, my loving family. So I just wanted to say that, how much it meant to me to be with everybody. I also want to say, you know, in terms of milestones, birthdays and stuff, do you hear wind? Is somebody's car window open? I hear wind.
No, I don't hear any wind. No.
We're doing a new record. We're doing a different kind of recording today. But before we get to Tim Tebow, I have to say, Albin, you don't know this, but there was another milestone that I hit yesterday. A huge one.
Really?
Huge. What? Huge. Yes. I think this is going to shock you. This is true. This weekend, okay, after we had Thanksgiving in Danbury, I caught some kind of a head cold. I think I slept with the window open or something like that in Danbury and caught some kind of a head cold, was under the weather. We came back Friday. Saturday, I flew down to Atlanta to speak at Michael Youssef's church. Now, you know, we've had Michael Youssef on this program many times, and we love Michael Youssef. The only problem is half the time when I'm invited to speak in these people's churches, they're not there, which is why they invited me to pinch hit, right? He was in Sydney, Australia, doing this big thing. His wife is from Australia. He spent a lot of time in Australia. He has a worldwide ministry, which is just delightful. But when I flew down there, I was not feeling well. And I thought, man, to preach in a church and to not feel well, you know, it's just tough, right? And I don't believe in cocaine. So what are you going to do? Coffee and prayer. That's really my go-to. So I preached in the church. You can see it online. I posted it all over my social media. But I'm amazed at how God meets me in the pulpit sometimes. And I'm not kidding, because like I'm not feeling great, but I can feel God's presence. And I believe that what I preached yesterday morning really was God. It was, which is, of course, the whole point of it, right? You're supposed to open yourself up to what God wants to say. But it was really moving. But here's the milestone. Here's the milestone. When I was done preaching yesterday, I went to the airport in Atlanta. I got on a plane, a Delta flight. Delta's hub is in Atlanta. And when I completed that leg and landed yesterday at LaGuardia last night, I had flown officially over 1 million miles on Delta. Wow. I am a million miler. And so I'm going to get a big tattoo. Just kidding. But I'm a million miler on Delta. I've got to be close with American, because I fly Delta and American. But it's such a bizarre thing, because you kind of feel like, how did this happen? I mean, a million miles, that's you know, to the moon and back twice, or more than that, actually. It's around the circumference of the Earth 40 times, just on Delta. So it's kind of weird. So they send you this happy email and stuff, and it just cracked me up. It's like a million miles. Will I achieve 2 million, or am I going to slow down over the next like 10, 15 years? I don't really know. But I said, I've just got to share that, because it just cracked me up. I said, this is like, This is bizarre. A million. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. That's congratulations, by the way.
Well, it just cracked me up. Actually, there's more I wanna share before we get to Tim Tebow. We're gonna do. I want to prep everybody. This month, we're getting back on the wagon with Christian Solidarity International. They are literally freeing slaves in the Sudan, and we are asking your help. You're going to go to metaxastalk.com. We've got news about the talk show coming up. I want to share all that stuff before we get to Tim Tebow. Very exciting stuff. We'll be right back.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the beginning of a new week. It's November 28th. Now, Albin, I want to reiterate my my peak, P-I-Q-U-E, at people who start celebrating Christmas too early, which is to say now. I just think the decent thing is at least to wait to December 1st. But people disagree with me. And you know what? You're free to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You're free to be wrong. It's a free country. But I do want to say a couple of things. Christmas gifts. I wanted to start early this year, right? Because it's been a tough year for us in many ways. A lot of attacks. I've been getting more hate mail than ever. And of course, I just delete it because there are crazy people out there. But if you're a fan of the show and you want to help us out, I just want to say, please purchase your Christmas gifts from one of our sponsors. For example, you could go to actually, this is nuts, for what, 3 days left in the month of November. So this is pre-Christmas. The last 3 days of November, which is today, tomorrow, just this week, Nutramedics.com is doing 35% off. If you're paying attention, you understand that's crazy. The normal thing when you use the code ERIC is 20% off. They decided just for the month of November, or just the last week of November, to do 35% off. So take advantage today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, I guess. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct.
So they're our sponsors. We love them. I take their stuff. And the only reason I don't seem to get really sick is because I take all their stuff, all their vitamin D, vitamin C, whatever. So I'm under the weather, but it's a muted version of under the weather. So I want to say Nutramedics. I also want to say Christmas gifts. If you want to buy my books, folks, you can go to SocratesInTheCity.com and you can get signed copies of almost all of my books at SocratesInTheCity.com. We get tons of emails from people. How do we get a signed book? Would you sign a book? First of all, I am honored, very honored, that somebody wants to buy my book, much less have me sign the book. And the way to do that, the best way to do that, is to go to SocratesInTheCity.com, SocratesInTheCity.com, and you'll see it all there. I also want to say, oh, man, there's so much information.
I know.
Alban.
Yeah.
Yes. Letters to the American Church books, you can get signed copies of that at SocratesInTheCity.com also, because people say, how do I get the new book? You can go to SocratesInTheCity.com. Now, if you just want to get my books generally and you want to help one of our sponsors, you can go to MyStore.com. That's our buddy Mike Lindell. Go to MyStore.com. Obviously, MyPillow.com. Anything you do there, please tell your friends to use the code ERIC when they're doing their Christmas shopping. I don't have the gigantic platform that some other folks do, and so I have to remind people to use the code ERIC if they would.
Yeah.
We help our friend Mike Lindell, and you help this program stay on the air.
And don't forget, if you're going to Socrates in the City, December 6th, you can come in person and see Oz Guinness and buy Eric's books there as well, right?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot. December 6th, that's coming up. Mm-hmm. That's coming up in a little bit over a week. We're going to do December 6th, Socrates in the City in New York City with Oz Guinness. Oz Guinness... I'm just about finishing one of the books that we're discussing. We're going to discuss two of his books. One is The Magna Carta of America, and the other is Zero Hour America. They are amazing, folks. There's nobody like Oz, I'll tell you straight up. There's nobody like him. He's a gift. He's a huge gift to this country. I'm going to be interviewing him on December 6th. We haven't figured it out yet, but we're trying to see if we could live stream this event. That would be huge. We cannot announce that officially because we don't know if it's possible. I hope today or tomorrow we'll figure out the logistics to see if it's possible to live stream the event. If we live stream the event, you'll be able to sign up and be able to be there that night only. You'll be able to watch it. So that's exciting. So that's SocratesInTheCity.com. I also should mention our guest coming up after this segment is our buddy Tim Tebow. I can't believe we get Tim Tebow on the program. In hour two, we have John Smerich. We're going to go over a lot of the news of the day, a lot of Trump stuff to talk about. I also wanted to say, Alban, we shouldn't be shy about this. You and I taped four episodes of a late night talk show, The Talk Show, starring Eric Metaxas. That's me, folks. The Talk Show starring Eric Metaxas is now viewable because people kept saying, where can I see this? Where can I see this? We haven't officially sold it yet, right? I mean, as a series. But we figured out a way to get these four episodes online at SalemNow.com. If you go to SalemNow.com and just type in Metaxas, it'll come up. I mean, we had so many amazing guests. You're not going to believe it. I want to encourage you to go to SalemNow.com and watch them. See what you think. You know, leave us. You can email us, tell us what you think, whatever. But it's crazy. I mean, it's so crazy that we've never done this before. I've known for years I wanted to do it. Alban, of course, played the role of sidekick.
I did. Yes, I did.
And you played it. Man, you just chewed the carpet, man. No one's ever seen anybody sidekick better, Alban.
I did. I kicked it right through the goalpost.
It was unbelievable. I've never seen a sidekick kick at all, much less sidekick the way you sidekicked on that program.
3 points.
Salem Now.
3 points right there.
.com, SalemNow.com. If you go there, you can see all this other great stuff. But if in the search bar you put in Metaxas, I don't know if we mentioned it on the program before. We maybe have mentioned it last week, but I just want to say, folks, finally, this stuff is available for you to watch. And we really want your feedback, at least I do, just to see what you like. Don't be mean if you didn't like something. You know, you don't have to be mean. But I still can't believe that we got Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family. We got the Sopranos, Vincent.
Pastore?
Vincent Pastore from the Sopranos. supermodel Carol Alt. I interviewed John Cleese. I interviewed Ron Howard. I interviewed Carrot Top on the Strip in Vegas. I mean,
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton. Oh, my gosh. George Hamilton. The whole thing was just like a crazy fever dream. We taped it, and we've now edited it all, and you can watch it. But you have to go to salemnow.com. I believe most of them are free. So I think it's free. I think if you want to watch all four, you got to pay something. But I think you can see three for free. That's what somebody told me. I should probably check this out. But salemnow.com, I want to mention that. I also I want to mention that in terms of Christmas gifts, again, we're doing something with CSI. I think tomorrow we'll talk to Kevin McCullough about it. But just so you understand, people are being enslaved in Northern Africa. You know about this. We've done this on the program before. We can buy their freedom. Literally, you can buy their freedom. I can't think of a more glorious Christmas gift than to tell someone that I freed a slave in your name. This is, I always say this, it's hard to comprehend that what I'm saying is literally true. This is not metaphorical slavery. This is wicked. This is evil. But we can do something about it. The folks at CSI are on the ground. They know how to do this. Let me say this. If you feel moved to do this right now, go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see a banner. We're going to push this hard because I can't think of anything more beautiful than giving this kind of a gift to a friend, to a relative. And then, of course, giving this gift to a stranger in Africa who's been enslaved for his or her Christian faith. There's nothing more beautiful than that. So I want to reiterate that. I'm going to give you the phone number because some people prefer to call. It's 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522.
Yeah, and it's $250. That's it. That's the life of a person freed for $250. Any percentage, any part of that is going to help. So please give generously this Christmas season. Do it today before you forget, too. The banner is right at the top of the page, so you can't miss it.
MetaxasTalk.com. And also, in terms of Christmas gifts, every year I keep saying that I should mention this more because people email us and we can't respond to all the emails. But I want to say again, support our sponsors. Go to mystore.com, go to mypillow.com, support our sponsors, use the code ERIC. If you want to get my books, my Muggsy books, the Donald the Caveman books, all of my books, all of my respectable books, my biographies, you go to mystore.com and use the code ERIC. If you want signed copies of the books, you can go to SocratesInTheCity.com. And don't forget Nutramedics, 35% off this week only. This week only, that's it. I think we're probably out of time, except guess what? Tim Tebow is coming up after that. The amazing boy genius, world's oldest boy genius, John Zmirak. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know I'm I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more. Maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you.
Folks, welcome to the program. I often ask people, like, have you won the Heisman Trophy? Some people go, yeah. Then I go, well, have you won it twice? And they go, no. Well, that's where they and I differ with my current guest. His name is Tim Tebow, and it's always a joy to have him on the program. Tim, welcome back.
I appreciate it. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. You're always busy doing wonderful things. You have a new book out called The One-Year Devotional Mission Possible. I love that title. It's a 365-day devotional of inspiration. You have always been an inspiring figure, even, you know, before you were saying very much publicly, just when you were playing college football. You have this desire in you to inspire people. And the first thing I want to ask you before we talk about the book is, like, do you remember as a kid when that happened, or were you always like that even as a little kid? Because that's just a beautiful value. And I remember when I just knew you as somebody playing college football, I thought there's just something beautiful about somebody who actually cares to inspire, you know, other people that he hasn't met or maybe will never meet.
Well, I think I had two amazing examples in my mom and my dad that actually influence was something that they talked about all the time with us, that every day you have a chance to impact the people you're around. And if God gives you a big platform or he gives you a small platform, whatever it is, we all have the chance to influence. And I remember as a very young boy, we were in Publix and we were walking by the an aisle, and I put in a bad cereal. I believe it was Cocoa Puffs. And then a dad and his son came up and said, hey, my son, he saw you. And I was only a few years older playing sports, but I was still young. And he saw you and you were his hero, and he put Cocoa Puffs. And I was like, oh, man, I knew I just impacted him in a bad way, because that's obviously not a good thing for you. And my mom used that as a learning lesson, is, look, you know, you're only, and I don't even remember, I was young, before I was even in high school, and I had influence and how it impacted people. And she would just always talk about the ripple effects of all of our decisions. And then I had a dad who still is my biggest hero, who has had ripple effects all over the world because his courage and his boldness, and courage I've never had and boldness I've never had, in all over the world, to make impact. And I think just being able to see that inspired me to not want to live a mediocre, you know, half baked, half going at it life, that if I fail, I want to fail face down. If I mess up, I want to mess up going at it. But at least I want to strive to go after life, to go after God's call, to go after the mission that he's given all of us. And it doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, but we can strive going after it.
I can't believe that you are willing publicly to share that shameful Cocoa Puffs episode on this program. Like, most people would not be willing to go there, Tim Tebow. No, I joke around, but, like, we all have those stories, and it's kind of funny because a lot of times when I'm talking about my heroes, William Wilberforce, Bonhoeffer, people act like, well, that's this big thing, and I think, no. Whoever you are, whatever you do, what cereal you pick off the shelf, you're influencing people around you for good,
right,
or for ill. So it's really a privilege. It's a beautiful thing. But that's just so interesting that you learned that lesson as such a young kid.
It's not a big deal, right? It's not a bad thing to get Cocoa Puffs. What you're saying is, it's high sugar and it's not good for you, right? But sometimes we minimize these things and what we need to do is we need to take them and we need to macro them. What if I made focus on these decisions, these little decisions in my life, and I just focus on all of them, and you have no idea how God can use that in people's lives to influence them in different ways. But we don't know. The point is we don't know which one, right? It might be a sugary cereal, and that might not be a big deal. That might be your treat, right? Not a big deal. But all of a sudden, we have no idea if we just line up these decisions where it could be ripple effects, because we also are choosing who we're going to let into our life and who has those ripple effects into us.
Well, you're not going to get guns like the biceps I'm looking at right now by eating Cocoa Puffs every day. So it's kind of funny, right? Like, of course, we reward ourselves, but how you live is important. It affects others. What we say, what we don't say, it's just an incredibly important thing for people to know that you are an influencer, whether you want to be or not. You have written a book now. You've written many books, but this one is a devotional, a one-year devotional. It's called Mission Possible, 365 Days of Inspiration for Pursuing Your God-Given Purpose. So what is in this book? Obviously, if it's 365, these are obviously pretty short, designed to do every morning.
And that's by design, Eric, is the goal was – you know, we have so much every day that is competing for time, for our mindset, for our goals. And I wanted to write a 365-day devotional, one for every single day, so that maybe we could do life together. And if it's someone that wants to pick it up, that maybe, you know what, we could start together. And all of a sudden, they start day one. And you know what? It's something that when all these things are competing for your time, that we choose what's most important, right? Is to start our day with scripture, which we start every day with scripture. And then we get into the practical. And honestly, Eric, it'll take you 2 to 5 minutes to read. But what's so important is I think that we shape our mind and our mindset with really our mission and our purpose and with wisdom in the right ways to start our day. And then kind of the second bucket that I wanted to help encourage people was to trust God in those situations, no matter what's happening. And really the third was, I want to challenge people at times to get uncomfortable, challenge people to live intentionally, you know, challenge people to say yes to caring more about significance and success. And it's only 2 to 5 minutes every day, but I feel like it's just something where I feel like it's a journey we can all go on together.
Folks, the book is 1 Year Devotional, Mission Possible. Tim Tebow, the author, will be right back with Tim Tebow.
I've looked at clouds that way. Now they only block the sun. They rain and snow.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. That's inspireadvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Tim Tebow. No kidding. Look, there he is. Hi, Tim. Good to see you.
I love it. I don't even know how to respond to that, Eric.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm looking for dead silence, for confusion. That's, you know, you do so much. But now you've written a book, which is a devotional. It's called 1 Year Devotional, Mission Possible. And you were talking about a number of things just a minute ago. I think a lot of people struggle with a lot of the things that you were talking about. Like, you know, how do I live consistently? How do I, you know, because some people are really disciplined, or some people it comes naturally to them. Other people are a little bit more elliptical in the way they pursue life. But you always talk about identifying your priorities. And so when you say that, like, what does that mean for you?
I think it's so important, Eric, that we understand what's most important in our life and most important in our heart. And then we align our priorities based on those things, right? If what's most important is that we're building a relationship with God, that we're serving other people, that we're making a difference, that we're helping, then let's put time for what we say is our top priorities, right? And then it's also, I think, so important, and I go back to this, I mentioned it, that we also reframe our perspective and our mindset, because one of the hardest things to gain and the easiest things to lose is perspective on what matters. And I'll give you an example. This weekend, I mean, there's so many families that are going to Thursday celebrate Thanksgiving, and then Friday and Saturday, based on all the rivalry weekend, Florida, Florida State, and Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Auburn, Alabama, and Ohio State, Michigan. And there's literally going to be, for 48 hours, houses divided. And you know, it's going to be a big deal. And I love it because I love sports. But all of a sudden, that's become a priority that so many people drastically change their lives for, when ultimately it's hard to then remember, hey, Eric, it's just a game, right? And so many times I've had to remember in my life, it's just a game. And so many times God's reminded me, hey, it's just a game. And there are more important things. But that's just one example of how so many times we let life get in the way. And that's why I think why a devotional, and why something every morning to start your day in God's word and truth, and then in practical ways, is so important. Because, right, we got to have a framework, and we got to reshape our mind every day. Okay, even though the world's saying this is what's most important, this is what God's telling me is most important.
It's interesting, because you're a top athlete your whole life. You've worked out, and anybody who has those goals understands I have to put in the time in the gym, on the track, whatever it is. I have to do that. It can't get done by anyone but me. I have to make those priorities. If I don't do it, it doesn't happen. And of course, that is important, to be healthy and so on and so forth. But you're talking about spiritual health, emotional health, and how we also have to understand we've got to make time for that.
That's exactly right. Spiritual health, emotional health, relational health, all of these things, your priorities, focusing on what matters, right? Is we put our days and our times in so many other things. I just saw a study not too long ago that said that young people right now spend more time on digital devices than they actually do sleeping. Right. So do we think that that's, you know, and that's a lot of different things, but there's a lot of things that are competing for our time, for our energy, for our eyeballs, for our mindset. Right now, we have to stop and compete and say, no, I'm going to spend a few minutes every day, you know, getting back to what really matters, getting back to the right framework, the right mindset. And then I'm going to be more ready to go take on life. But if we don't actually do that preparation, then when the time gets there, it's so much easier to just be able to just be moved by the wind.
Right. And the only way to be moved by the wind is if the wind is the Holy Spirit, in which case it's a good thing. Otherwise, you're just drifting around. Right. So it's kind of interesting.
I see what you did there, buddy.
You saw like the wind blows where it lists. That's from a favorite book of mine. But I got to tell you, it is interesting, because you are you come across as a very disciplined person, and I think a lot of people want that, but it's difficult in their lives to be disciplined or to find discipline because kind of life gets in the way. Doing a devotional first thing in the morning when you wake up, that's an easy way to do it if it's possible, and that's why I know you've written this devotional, because it sets you in the right place. Was it hard to convince you to write a devotional? Because it seems like a great idea, but it's not easy.
No, honestly, it wasn't hard to convince me. I think probably where I was like, wow, this is a lot different is after we get to day 200 and you're like, wow, coming up with 365s is a little bit more difficult. But it was, honestly, it's just so much fun. And one of the things that I love getting the chance to do in this 1 year devotional was I had 30 of the days were written by heroes of mine, parents who have lost kids to different illnesses, kids with life-threatening illnesses. One of the days is written by a survivor of human trafficking, and it is all to be able to share how in some of their hard moments in life, how they were still able to live out a mission possible life, because mission just means a task or job someone has been given to do, and possible means to be able. And so I love getting to share one every day, starting with scripture, and then trying to share practical tidbits and that we can take into life. But then also 30 of the days were written by heroes of mine that I think will be very encouraging to a lot of people, because I just wanted them to be able to hear their stories, because you know, they don't necessarily have the platforms that to be able to share it, but man, their stories are worth hearing, and I think they'll be very impactful for so many people.
Tim, we just have about a minute left. I want you to talk a little bit about your foundation. How do people find that, and what do you do in that foundation?
They can go to timtebowfoundation.org, and to really sum it up for the sake of time, we fight for people that can't fight for themselves in over 70 countries around the world. If they've been thrown away, beaten, neglected, trafficked, then they're the people that we're fighting for, that we love, that we have been called to take care of and bring faith, hope, and love to. That is what I believe God has called me to in this lifetime, and it's the greatest mission that I'm on.
And that's timtebowfoundation.org.
Yes, sir.
TimTebowFoundation.org. You just do so much great work. I want to encourage people to check out TimTebowFoundation.org and to get a copy of 1 year devotional Mission Possible. I love the positivity of it. It's enthusiastic. Tim Tebow, it's just a joy to talk to you. God bless you and all you're doing. Congratulations on this book. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, man. I like the sweater you're rocking. Keep doing it, buddy.
Thank you. Hey, folks, what a day. John Zmirak and Tim Tebow. I feel like, you know, there can't be another program on the planet where you would go from Tim Tebow to John Zmirak. Somehow I'm proud of my range, you know, like a shortstop. I got to say, now I want to remind everybody, we don't do this enough. MetaxasTalk.com is the radio website. There's all kinds of stuff there that you can check out. I want to encourage you to go there for many reasons. First of all, we were talking about Christmas gifts. Now, by the way, there's all kinds of videos that are there. There's just all kinds of stuff there. You can listen to the program there. You can watch the program there. We often talk to our friends at Inspire Investors. There's usually a link there to find out what your money is actually invested in. There's a banner. It says, what are you really invested in? Please go to that, because how you invest your money, I cannot stress this enough. You have tremendous power, the power of the purse, how you spend your money, where you spend your money, and even more important, how you invest your money. A lot of us have money invested in 401k, whatever it is.
you want to know you're invested with places that are not promoting abortion or pornography or whatever else it is. So that's in our friends at InspireAdvisors.com. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and you'll see what are you really invested in. When you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll also see the Metaxas store, which has Alvin, we can get your signed books there.
Yeah. The only place to get my autographed Hamster Homes is at the store, at the shop Metaxas store.
Okay. And what I didn't know was that my books, autographed versions of my books, can also be found at MetaxasTalk.com. When you click on Metaxas store, you can get my books. You can get autographed versions of my books. I forgot that we had those there. So I want to encourage you to check that out. Donald Drains the Swamp, Donald Builds the Wall. If you want Eric Metaxas Show hats, who doesn't want that for Christmas? Or t-shirts, the mugs. These are like next level mugs. I'm actually a little bit shocked at how impressive they are. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, shop Metaxas, it's all there. It's unbelievable. I did not know this was there. This is what happens when you have several websites. So this is our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. And Alvin, the most important thing I got to say at the top of the page, when you go to MetaxasTalk.com, folks, you can click on the banner. This is unbelievable. Christian Solidarity International. Okay. They are giving literally freedom. If you go there and you donate, you can free someone in southern Sudan. CSI has been working there since 1995. They understand how this works. They have freed thousands upon thousands of actual slaves. And I want to tell you, the greatest Christmas gift would be to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner at the top, and give to Christian Solidarity International. The idea that you are freeing a human being who has been enslaved for his or her faith in Jesus, and that you can work with Christian Solidarity. The one thing they can't do, folks, they need our money to do this, right? But they are on the ground. They're making this happen. Anything you give, I know that if you give $250, that actually frees a slave. Many of you can do this. Do this in the name of a relative or something. It's just the greatest imaginable gift. But you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Obviously, it's tax deductible. All the details are there. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Again, that's our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. It's all there. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.